Coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we've got a WCHL Chapel Hill Candidate Forum. This is co-sponsored by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, by the Sierra Club. It is going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll have the mayoral candidates in Chapel Hill. We'll have the Chapel Hill Town Council candidates all at Town Hall from 7 to 9 p.m. You are invited to come out and watch it live at Town Hall. We'll have it for you here on WCHL from 7 to 9 p.m. And joining us now with a short and sweet business beat, very forum-related today, is Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, who I believe has just come from another room where you've been working out the questions and the format in the forum. We've been doing this all afternoon.
Exactly. So, you know, Aaron, I don't know if you've been ordering more pumpkin spice lattes or putting on more cardigans, but the weather is getting cooler, and it is the most wonderful time of the year. And
I'm from the north. It's still 80 degrees. It's not cardigan latte weather yet.
What it is.
My parents in Michigan are like, oh, it's so hot up here. It's still 70. It was 65 yesterday.
You can
We're
tell
out in bathing suits.
Our regional orientations. I am a self-professed cold weather wimp, but also someone that's getting excited about campaign season.
Yes.
Weather is getting cooler. We'll start seeing some, you may have seen some yard signs popping up and around town, but the first candidate forum was last night. A group called Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town. And I will say I'm a Chapel Hillian that is in favor of a livable town, but maybe have a different perspective on some of these issues. But we saw the candidates for the first time, divided up into two different forums. One was, or is it fora? What's the plural?
Fora, forums. It's forums. We're American. We don't have to be correct with our Latin.
So I'm trying really hard. So
forum thingies.
There were two forum thingies. One forum thingy for council candidates for Chapel Hill Town Council, and another forum thingy for candidates for mayor of Chapel Hill. The group came out, came with questions formed by committee, said it is going to exclusively focus on development because they feel that development impacts everything. That was what the moderator said. I do think because our forum, which is 7 to 9 tomorrow night, is really bringing together a partnership of a diverse coalition. We've got, in addition to the Chamber and the Orange Chatham Group of Sierra Club, we also have the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors, the Home Builders Association, and WCHL coming together to say there's a lot of different issues that we want to hear from the candidates.
So we'll be talking about development. We'll be talking about the environment. We'll be talking about affordable housing. We'll be talking about a whole bunch of different things.
Transit, infrastructure. How are we creating jobs? For people that are in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools right now, what kind of working future are they going to be able to see for themselves in Chapel Hill? So these are really important issues. I know tonight is the GOP presidential debate. Feel free to watch that at home, but come on out or listen on WCHL tomorrow to hear from your local candidates. I know some listeners know, it's a no contested races in Carborough, but this is an opportunity to hear a broader perspective and different questions posed to council members and mayoral candidates.
And I think the nice thing about the local candidate forums is that everyone knows each other. For the most part, we get along to the point where we're not screaming at each other
right,
in public
right.
and trading insults. And I kind of was joking about this a couple of years ago, the last time we had a round of local elections, that, man, these people should be fighting. They're getting along too much. It's no fun at all to be sitting in here. But at the same time, like, you hear the national debates and the candidates that are sniping at each other and just trying to one-up each other with the best line and the best zinger and what have you. And then you come out to the local forums and you see forum thingies.
Forum thingies. That's an official term.
And our people here in Orange County show the national candidates how it's done. And
I
appreciate the good conversations that are had.
Because usually most of these candidates are people that have been working on these issues. You know, they may be running for office, but they've served on an advisory board, or they've written to council members, or they've hosted a conversation about some of these issues. And what the depending on how you look at the good or bad thing about these local races, is there's really an opportunity. I can't call up GOP presidential candidates and tell them what I think about immigration reform. Yeah. But I might run into somebody.
You might be able to get Lindsey Graham on the phone.
Okay.
Like, some of those candidates that have 0%, their phones might not be ringing. You might be okay.
Governor
Rick Perry might not have a
Governor
lot to
Perry,
do right
since
now.
Since he suspended his race, might be available to take my phone call. But what I'm saying is that
not
for
these... anywhere.
These candidates, you might run into them at the grocery store or a town event, and I really hope that this fosters better conversations, more in-depth conversations, and more collaboration that we might see across different perspectives. Yeah. So, and across town, I've often warned against, folks feeling like, well, we're representing the interests of Southern Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill is still a small town, and this is something that where I think we can reach. We're not reaching across aisles. We're just, sitting down and discussing some of the challenges that our community is facing. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about tomorrow night. And there's no excuse. You can either come and join us at Town Hall or listen here on WCHL.
And I'm pretty sure we're going to have it up on the website, chapelburger.com. Once it's done and we get all of the logistics in order, we'll have it up on the website,
and
too. So a whole bunch of ways you can watch.
It'll also be on Chapel Hill Gov TV.
Yes.
You can find that online or on public access television. Check out townofchapelhill.org for information about Chapel Hill Gov TV. Thanks to the Town of Chapel Hill for hosting us. Thanks so much to WCHL for partnering with us, and hope folks will tune in 7 to 9 tomorrow night.
I look forward to this so much. Whenever 2 years rolls around, it's a local election season. I love these forums. I love being able to throw questions at the candidates and have them engage with each other. It's engaging, it's informative, it's important, and it's also a lot of fun. So if you care about local politics, and if you don't, you should. This is what I
forum thingies.
I'm not
going to
say
fun.
This is what I live for, but this is one of the things that I live for.
So
they really are.
No, and I mean, and you see these decisions. They show up in your everyday life.
Yes,
they show up in your commute to work, in your property tax bill, in you see this in your trip to the park or the library. There
yep.
was a question about library hours last night. These are decisions. They're making decisions that impact your daily life.
Yeah.
So we hope that you WCHL listeners will be an informed voter and tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's the things that you really, really ultimately, when it comes down to it, care about on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis. This is how long you're waiting at a stoplight. This is how, it's indirectly how your
right.
schools are doing, even though that's a school board thing, not a town council. A lot of the town council decisions go into that as well. It's all of the things. It's where you can shop, where you can eat, where you can play. It's so much that affects our literally everyday lives. This is what it's about. So what we're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. It's the short and sweet business beat. You were at the Chalt Forum last night.
Yes.
What were some of the highlights? What did some of the candidates say that are worth really highlighting?
So if folks want to check out Storify, I kind of got as much of the questions were. A lot of the questions were about what would you change about Ephesus Fordham? Why did you vote for Obie Creek? I really hope that, I think a lot of our questions are more forward thinking, asking what's your vision for Chapel Hill? Where do you think that we need to be, what are the challenges that we need to be planning for?
Mm-hmm.
Or, what do you think that needs to be allocated differently in the budget? Some of these are the questions I really
yeah.
think we need to be more forward thinking rather than rehashing every, decision to be made.
Yeah.
That said, we need to hold our elected officials accountable, but I think some of our questions are a little bit more forward.
And forward thinking, not just 1 year down the road, but 5, 10, 20, 30 years down the road. I know one of the things that jumped out at me from the State of the Community report a couple of weeks ago, which I think we're done, I think I wrote 7 stories on it at the
so
end
much,
of the
Jared.
Day.
Yeah,
yeah it was,
yeah.
Blake Hodge was very appreciative. But one of the things that jumped out at me was just the population projections for Chapel
right.
Hill that we're going to be, and just... it's just the way math works. If you if the population increases by 1.5% every year, that starts to exponentially get bigger and bigger, so that after 30 years, all of a sudden you've doubled your population, and now so we go from 50,000 to 100,000, and now you have to figure out how that goes.
And how do we plan for that population growth, but also compare it, you know, we think about ourselves as a region. I hope that we see that these candidates and mayors are realizing that we're part of a greater region, a greater labor shed, a greater watershed. You know, we can't.
I've never heard of labor shed before. That's a good phrase.
I stole that from my boss. I think he coined that along with, I mean, you coined forum thingy. I think Aaron, the other Aaron coined labor shed.
I clearly won that round.
So, folks, call in with the actual plural of forum because I'm really struggling here.
I think the actual plural is fora, but
yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
But
I actually don't know.
What were we talking about? Labor shed. Yeah, we're a greater region, and I mm-hmm. hope to see candidates that think like that, that realize that, you know, we've got our neighbors in Carrboro, how much the university impacts is an economic driver, but also, you know, is part of our competitive advantage. I'm really hoping to see candidates who recognize that. So I hope folks tune in. I hope we get some questions from the audience. I don't think we can't take any questions via Twitter, but I hope folks will check out the Orange Politics Live online forums for some of the if you want to hear digitally. But here you can either go in person, listen on the radio, or watch on TV the candidate forum tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m.
Can we ask people to tweet us questions now? We can take questions now, right?
Sure. Yes.
At WCHL Chapelboro. I'm the moderator. I'm going to have to deal with all the index cards anyway. At WCHL Chapelboro, if you want
us
to ask
the
question.
And put those on index cards.
We've got a bunch of questions, right? I've got them in my hand. We've covered a whole bunch of different topics. So, it's a good chance that if you're thinking of something, we might already have it. But send us your questions and let us know.
So I will say this. There happened to be some beverages available at the forum last night. Someone, a newcomer to Chapel Hill, tweeted, like, man, any forum that provides free beer is, like, an awesome event. So a spoiler alert, we will not have any beer available at tomorrow's candidate
forum.
Can
we all head down to the Crunkleton afterwards, though?
Yes, after party, to be determined, but no beer available at this upcoming candidate forum.
They had beer last night. All right. Have to remember that for next time. All right. So 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night, Chapel Hill Town Hall. Candidates are going to be up there at council chambers. All three mayoral candidates are going to be there. Chapel Hill Town Council candidates will be there. And listen on WCHL. Watch it on Chapel Hill Gov TV, or come and catch it live. And it's going to be a fun, informative event.
Fun and informative forum thingy.
Yes, forum thingy, yes.
So hope to see folks there. Thanks so much, Aaron.